Thank you, brother, for playing the piano for us.
谢谢弟兄为我们弹钢琴。
First time I see him play.
这是我第一次见到他弹琴。
I hope there will be more brothers to play the piano.
我希望有更多的弟兄为我们弹琴。
But we won't be so dependent on the sisters.
我们就不是那样的，总是依靠姊妹。
Okay, today I want to share with you from the book of Matthew chapter 5.
今天我想跟大家分享的是马太福音第五章。
The title of the message is Christian Character and Testimony.
今天我要分享的题目是基督徒的见证和性格。
Okay, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 16.
马太福音章13节到16节。
I'll read it first, Ish.
我先用英文读。
And then our sister will lead us to read in Chinese.
姊妹会和会众一起用中文读。
Chapter 5, verse 13 to 16.
五章13节到16节。
Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
我们同声一起读中文。你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎么能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，盛造在上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。 你们的灯也要这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
Okay, another verse in Mark chapter 9, verse 49 to 50.
另外一节圣经是马可福音第9章49到50节。
I'll read it first. For everyone shall be salted with fire, and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith will ye season it? Have salt in yourselves, and have peace one with another.
马可福音第9章49节，因为必用火当盐腌个人，盐本是好的，若失了味，可用效它再咸呢？你们里头应当盐彼此和睦。
Another verse, Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6.
哥罗西书第4章第6节。
Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer every man.
哥罗西书第4章第6节。 你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
让我们低头有祷告。
Lord, this morning we just want to say to you, we just want to be like you.
主耶稣，我们早晨的祷告就是我们真的想要像你。
Oh, there's a lot of things in us that needs to be dealt with.
我们心里真的有很多事情都是需要被你对付。
Oh, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit one by one take it away.
主耶稣，我们祷告圣灵会将这一切一个一个的拿掉。
Oh, one by one, Lord, you place yourself into us.
一个一个的，你把你自己放在我们的心里。
Oh, they people see us, they see you through us.
真的天，人们看见我们就像看一样。
Lord, this morning as we come to your word once again, we pray that you open your word to us.
主耶稣，早晨我们来到你的脚前，希望你把你的话向我们敞开。
Lord, we humble ourselves before you.
我们在你的面前谦卑自己。
Lord, we want to say to you, Lord, we need you.
我们要对你说，我们需要你。
Be with us this morning.
求你与我们同在。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名， Amen.
This morning I want to share with you concerning the matter of being the salt of the earth and the light of the world.
今天我要与大家分享的是做世上的盐和光。
Verse 13 says, "Ye are the salt of the earth."
马太福音5章13节说，你们是世上的盐。
Salt really is a chemical compound.
盐实际上是一个化学的合成物，
made with sodium and chlorine.
是由它的学名叫氧化钠，氯化钠。
Well, I'm not here to talk about chemistry, okay? Let's take it easy.
我们今天不是来讲成分。
This is not really my field.
这也不是我的科目。
But an interesting thing is salt is made with these two chemicals.
但是真是很有趣，盐是由这两种化学成分组成。
Sodium itself, when you put it in the water, it became a very explosive gas called hydrogen gas.
钠本身。如果它被放在水里就会合成一种叫氢气，是非常易燃的气体。
A chlorine is a what we call green poisonous gas that when you go into a room full of this gas, you will die.
氯就它本身而言，氯气是一个非极具毒气的非常有毒的气体，如果你进一个屋子，这个屋子充满了氯气，你就很有可能死亡。
But so interesting when you put these two chemicals,Both explosive and poisonous together, it becomes table salt.
但是很有趣的是，当你把这两种非常具有非常毒的物，化学物质放在一起，就是氯和钠放在一起的时候，成我们吃的盐。
All those housewives here will know how important salt is to our cooking.
我们所有的主妇都知道，盐对我们的日常生活是多么的主要。
And salt is also very important in our body constituents.
盐聚在我们身体的组成也是非常主要的。
When we look at ourselves before we have Jesus in our hearts,
当我们看我们自己在耶稣面前的时候
before we are in Christ,
在我们信主之前
are we just like sodium and chlorine?
我们是不是就像钠或者氯本身
we are explosive and poisonous.
我们不仅是易燃而且是剧毒
we are not really an asset to the society today.
我们真的不是现在这个社会的答案。
Rather, we are a liability.
我们真的很容易受伤。
Because we are born in sin, we are raised in sin, and we live in sin.
因为我们生来就是罪人，我们活在罪中，我们死在罪中。
How good can we be?
我们能有什么好处呢？
Like you said, I didn't murder a person, I don't rob a bank.
如果你说我没有杀人，也没有抢银行。
But let me tell you, the difference only the degree of poison.
但是我告诉你，唯一别就是，毒品的不同的有毒程度。
But one day when Christ came to our,
有一天耶稣来到我们的心中，
we become the salt of the earth.
我们成为世上的盐。
And salt has very important properties or character.
盐本身具有非常重要的性格。
At least I want to share with you five of this character.
我想要向你分享五点关于盐的事情。
Firstly, the salt has a give flavor.
第一点，盐是调味品。
Now, let's read Job chapter 6, verse 6, okay?
我们读一下约伯记第六章第六节。
Job chapter 6, verse 6.
约伯记第六章第六节。
It says here, can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg?
物淡而无盐，岂可吃吗？淡清有什么滋味呢？
You know, one time I went to New York. The first time I went to the United States, I went to New York to visit my cousin.
我第一次来到美国，我去纽约去探访我的侄子。
Oh, my cousin is like a very conscious.
我的侄子非常注意他的健康。
In the morning, he boiled some water.
所以早晨的时候，他在锅里放一些水。
And put the egg on it while the water is boiling.
在水煮开的时候，他把蛋打进去。
And the egg become white.And he take it out and say, "This is poached egg."
当蛋变白了以后，他把蛋拿出来。
The one and I was really thankful for the gratefulness of my cousin, graciousness of my cousin.
他把蛋拿出来，这是一种特别的蛋，然后很健康的蛋，然后我就告诉我的侄子。
But on the one hand, it's the worst egg I've ever eaten.
我谢谢他给我吃这种健康的食品，但另外一方面，我觉得。这个吃起来很不好吃。
Because there is no taste at all.
因为根本就没有味道。
Even the savory just don't come out.
它那个味道一点都没有。
Every sister here say, or everybody who cooks say, feel that salt is a very important ingredient in your cooking.
每一个姊妹只要她做饭的话，都知道盐在做饭是多么主要。
During the olden times, where when the spices are rare and expensive, the only ingredient they use in cook is salt.
在很久以前，所有的香料都和佐料都很昂贵的时候，盐是唯一的调味品。
Salt is a very important thing in our cooking.
盐是我们非常主要的调味品。
Because it's what it gives flavor.
因为它添味。
It gives taste.
它加咸味。
It gives you some zest of excitement.
让你感觉到好喜欢吃，让你想吃。
You know, we live in a world today that is boring, that is tasteless and unflavored.
今天我们生活在这个世上是没有味的，非常乏味的。
Just using myself as an example.
让自己做一个。
I rise up early in the morning about 5:30.
每天早晨我5:30起床。
Preparing myself for work, then 6:30 we go to work.
然后准备一下，6:30我就去上班。
Then after, you know, 12:30 we have a cold lunch break.
12:30的时候我会有中午餐的休息时间。
About 30 minutes or 45 minutes of eating, then we come back to work until 6 o'clock.
45分钟时间之后我们就又回去上班，一直到6:00。
On and on the whole week.
一直是这样去下去，一个礼拜都是这样。
And I know brothers and sisters here, you also go to work.
我知道弟兄姊妹也去上班。
You go on to the routines of the day.
你每天都是一样的练习惯例。
Sometimes you will feel, is this life?
有的时候你就会问自己，生活就是这样吗？
Just for the sake of these three plates of rice.
就是为了三碗饭吗？
Then we need to work day by day until we die.
只要我们每天每天的这样工作下去，直到我们。
Is life worth living?
这个生活是值得生活的。
A lot of people, you know, when it's about to reach Friday, everybody get excited.
到礼拜五的时候，每个人都很兴奋。
And they will ask you, what are you going to do on weekend?
每个人都问你要周末的时候干什么。
And I say, I'm going to church.
我告诉他们我去教会。
Oh, they say, I'm going to the dance hall, I'm going to the gambling casino.
其他的人说我去跳舞，我去赌博。
Oh, I want to go to watch the game.
或者我要去看一些比赛。
Why do you need this?
为什么我们需要这些？
They give it such temporary excitement.
这些都给我们一些暂时的享乐。
But when day Monday is always called the blue Monday.
到一的时候就会靠就会有一个不高兴的忧郁的礼拜一。
They feel, oh, we go back to this routine again.
然后你又开始一样的例行惯例。
You know, in this few months we're going through what's called NFL season, the football season.
这几个礼拜我们就是一个球队的季节。
Well, everybody was excited about football games.
每个人都为这个球而激动。
You know, if you go to my company, especially lunchtime, there's tables, a lot of especially men, they talk about football games, about their teams, about, you know, anything.
如果你到我的公司，尤其是午餐的时候，你会听到一群人聚集在一起谈论关于球赛的事情。
But let me tell you, when the football ends with the Super Bowl, they're just like a deflated balloon.
当这个季节过去的时候，他们就又没有意思了。
They feel like, oh, how could we? What's going on? What should we do?
他们就会讲，现在该怎么办呢？有什么事情可做呢？
That's why the sports industry put what EA games after the football games.
所以这些运动厂商就把 NBA 放在这个球赛季节之后。
To keep the excitement going on.
这样让人们继续兴奋下去。
It's like putting morphine on your body.
就好像让你更有更多的事情做。
This is what the world today.
这世界就是这样。
It is flavorless.
真是没有意思。
They need some worldly entertainment to give some more taste, temporary taste or flavor.
他们需要属世的滋味和属世的兴趣。
But we Christians, we don't need the NFL.
但是我们作为基督徒，我们不需要这些。
We don't need the NBA.
我们也不需要 NBA.
We don't need to go to dancing halls to get excited.
我们不要去。只有通过跳舞才能使自己高兴。
Because when one day when Christ into our hearts,
当有一天基督进到我们的心里，
it brings meaning to our life.
就使我们的生活充满了意义。
Or people will say, how come you're so excited?
人们会问我，为什么你总是这么高兴？
Don't you ever have problems?
你难道没有自己的问题吗？
Well, yes, we do have problems.
是的，我确实有自己问题。
We go through more than they are.
我们有很多的患难，甚至比他们还多。但是
we know what the meaning of.
我们知道生活的意义是什么。
We know what is the purpose of this trial.
我们也知道我们这些患难的是什么。
Oh, as the hymn said, I want to be like you, Jesus.
就像诗歌里上的，我要像你，耶稣。
All these trials, all these things that happen to our life.
所有这些患难，所有这些艰难，在我们生活当中。
Only one purpose.
只有一个意念。
That we might be more like Jesus.
就是我们更像主耶稣。
But that's not yet the end.
但是这不是一个结局。
One day he is coming back.
有一天他会下来。
This is our eternal hope of glory.
这是我们永恒的盼望。
But people in these days when they hope.They are going through this boring routine.
当这个世界上的人经历这一切没有意思的例行公事的时候，有一天他们会死去。
Today, physically, we might die.
但是今天我们的肉体将会逝去。
But we will go into glory.
但是我们要进到荣耀当中。
Is that wonderful?
这难道不
That's why when we go into the midst of people.
如果我们进到人群当中，所以我们要给人们带来一些调味和一些让人高兴的事情。因为我们是这世上的盐，我们是给人带来味道。第二点，盐会保鲜。
As I will say again, sisters, who cooks?
我要举这个姊妹做饭的例子。
Not only when you put salt, bring flavor to your food.
不仅盐会使食物添味。
It preserves the food that you're cooking.
而且会使食物更加鲜。
We all know for a fact that if food without salt is quickly be spoiled.
会使食物更加保鲜。如果没有盐的话，食物很快就会变坏。
One time I was watching the so-called Food Network.
有一天我去来看这个这个电视，电视的名字叫世界的盐。
In other words, they go to a place called Spain where there is a lot of ham hanging.
这样他们会到一些国家，比如说西班牙，会有许多
火腿。
And this 吊起来。
Sometimes this ham is already 10 years old.
有的时候这个火腿已经十年之久了。
But how come they still maintain so good and so expensive?
为什么这些火腿还这么样的贵，质量这么好呢？
Because it is preserved by salt.
因为是有盐在保鲜。
So I live in a country where agriculture and fishing industry is the main livelihood of men.
我住的国家就是农业和渔业是最主要的经济支柱。
Especially the fishermen's fish.
特别是渔夫们打鱼。
On the one hand, they sell their fish after they caught it.
有一方面，他们把鱼切了之后卖掉。
And on the other hand, they try to what preserve the remaining fish.
另一方面，把剩下的鱼去腌制。
During off season, they have a lot of fish to eat.
这样在鱼的淡季的时候，他们就还是有很多鱼来吃。
And they can also sell it in the market.
他们甚至还可以卖在市场上卖。
What is the thing they use to preserve the fish? Salt.
用来腌鱼的这个保鲜的就是盐。
Today we are the salt of the earth. Not only we give flavor, but we also preserve.
今天我们是世上的盐，我们不仅给这个世界上添味，而且我们是保鲜的。今天是基督进到我们的心里。
Gave us a so-called spiritual immune system.
神给了我们一个属的免疫系统。
When we are in Christ,
当我们在基督里的时候，
we can never sin.
我们就不会犯罪。
People in the world today try to they struggle not to sin.
这个世界上的人总是的努力的征战不要去犯罪。
They know this sin is not good.
他们知道犯罪不好。
But yet they continue on to sin.
但是他们持续的犯罪。
They find ways and means to prevent sinning, but they continue on.
他们去找一些方式来不犯罪，但是还是仍在犯罪。
But today as Christians, we cannot sin.
但是今天我们作为基督徒，我们不能犯罪。
Because when we are in Christ, we have the power to overcome sin.
因为我们在基督里，我们就有战胜罪的能力。
We can overcome every sin, every temptation that's given us.
我们就在基督里能够战胜所有的罪和试炼试探。
Because Christ on the cross has overcome sin and death.
因为在十字架上的耶稣已经击败了这一切。
We who are in him also overcome.
我们在基督里的人也就击败了这一切。
The Bible says human being in Christ, he is a new creation.
圣经上说在耶稣基督里的人都是新的。
All things have passed away.
所有的事情都已过去。
Behold, all things have become new.
看呐，所有的事情都变成新的了。
Last time I was asked to share in a baptismal meeting.
上一次我在一个施洗见证的里面要讲一些话。
I'd like to share a little bit concerning the significance of baptism.
我要讲一些关于这个受浸的重要性。
I said, what is baptism?
那我就说什么叫受浸呢？
Baptism is a change of address.
受浸是变更地址。
No, a change of address.
变更地址。
Before we are in what? The kingdom of darkness, that is our address.
以前我们的地址就是在黑暗的国度。
Today our new address is the kingdom of light.
今天我们进入一个搬迁到一个新的地国度。
Before our ways of living is the old manner of life, world living in sin.
新的国度就是光明的国度，以前我们死在罪中，现在在基督里。
In Christ, we are living in the newness of life, a life that is holy and righteous.
我们活在新意更新和完全的里面。
God in us, there is a preserving power causing us not to sin.
感谢主，在我们的里面有一个保鲜的物质。
Thirdly, not only it gives flavor, not only it preserves, it also heals.
第三点，盐不仅是一个调味品，而且是保鲜的物品，而且它也是一个治愈的功能。
Second Kings chapter 2 verse 9 to 12.
列王记下第二章十九节到二十二节。
It is concerning Elijah went into a city.
以利沙到一个城里面。
And the men of the city came out and informing him that the water is bad.
城里的人告诉以利沙说这个水质不好。
So Elijah asked for a flask or a pitcher.
所以以利沙就要求拿一个杯子。
And he put some salt in it.
所以他放一些盐在里面。他走到水源的地方，把所有的盐都放进去。
And the Bible tells us the water is healed.
圣经上说水治愈了。
Now you ask me, is it because of Elijah's power to heal the water, or is it salt that healed the water?
你问我到底是以利沙的他自己治愈了这个水，还是这个盐治愈了这个水
？I will say both.
我会告诉你两者都有。
But the fact is, salt is the one of the ingredients in the process of healing the water.
是在实际上在治愈这个水的过程中引起了一个绝对重要的作用。
Brothers and sisters, in Christ, we can heal people.
弟兄姊妹们在基督里我们可以治愈人们。
Whenever we preach the gospel,
任何时候我们来传讲福音的时候。
People who are open to the gospel, they got healed.
人们听见福音接受的他就会被治愈。
Remember one time when Peter stood up at the day of Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候彼得站起来讲道。
He speaks concerning that you who are the Jewish people, you have crucified the Messiah.
他说犹太人你们是让基督受死钉在十字架上的一群人。
The people when they heard they are cut in their hearts.
当人们听到这一番话的时候就觉得很扎心。
Their conscience bothers them.
他们的良心谴责
他。They feel like they have sinned against God.
他们真的对神犯了罪。
And they said, what should we do?
他们就问彼得我们应该做什么。
And you know, Peter said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
彼得说相信主耶稣。
And you shall be saved.
你就会得救。
During that time, Peter's word become like a function like a salt.
在这个时候彼得的话语就像有盐的作用
Not only it's exposed, it's men's sinfulness,
不仅让人们看见了自己的罪
but it leads them to the source of healing.
而且把人们带到这个治愈的源头
You know, when I have a blister on my mouth,
当我的嘴里有一个水泡的时候
My mom always said you gargle it with salt and water.
我的妈妈总告诉我用那个水加上盐来漱口
Yet at first it really stings.
一开始的时候真的很痛
But afterwards it heals.
一会儿它就会治愈了
Because salt has the power to heal all those germs.
因为盐有所清除所有这些细菌的作用
Colossians 4 verse 6 says
哥罗书四章六节
You speak with grace, seasoned with salt.
哥罗西书四章六节说当你讲话的时候你的话要用盐来调和
Why it should be seasoned with salt?
我们为什么要用盐调和我们的话语
Because on the one hand we expose men's condition
因为一方面我们要剥露人的自己的
光景 On the other hand we bring the healing power of Christ to them
另一方面我们把这个治愈的能力带给人
Today brothers and sisters we need to preach the gospel
今天弟兄姊妹我们真的要传福音
Through preaching of the gospel we want to bring in our function as a salt
今天我们只有通过传福音才能给人们带来我们作为盐的重要的功用。
So the salt not only has its give flavor, not only it preserves, not only it heals, but it serves as an irritant.
所以盐不仅是调味品，而且是保鲜品，更是治愈的过程的一个重要的因素，而且它还是
irritant.
让人很难受的一个东西。
Have you ever put salt on an open wound?
你有没有把那个盐放在一个口上面
？I will tell you, you will cry.
你可能会哭。
Because it stings so much.
因为真的很痛。
Today we have that function also.
今天我们就有这个功用。
You know when we preach the gospel.
当我们传福音的时候。
And people reject the gospel.
人们就拒绝福音的时候。
It just proved one thing.
只证明了一件事情。
We are an irritant.
就是我们真的让他们很不舒服。
In the book of Acts,
在使徒行传当中
Stephen preached the gospel.
施提凡传福音。
He not only talked about the short history of the children of Israel.
他不仅讲了以色列人短暂的历史。
But he informed them that you have crucified the Prince of Life.
而且告诉人们，你们已经把世上的这个全世界的君王给钉在十字架上。
People there, what? They are cut in their hearts.
他们觉得很扎心。
Oh, they stop their ears.
让他们就捂着耳朵。
They gnash their teeth.
他们就咬着牙。
They drag Stephen out of the city and stone him to death.
他们把凡拖出城，用石头把他打死。
Because why? So.Irritant to those people who reject the gospel.
让这些人听不愿意接受福音的这群人觉得很扎心。
So don't be surprised when people reject you when you are preaching the gospel.
所以当你传福音的时候，人们觉得难受，不要觉得稀奇。
Sometimes we feel, did I preach the gospel good?
有的时候你会问自己，我是不是传福音传的不太好？
There is no such thing as good gospel or bad gospel.
没有这样一个说法，到底你传的好还是不好？
What is the gospel?
到底是什么样？什么是？
Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. That's it.
福音就是神来到世上来拯救罪人。
To those who receive it as a healing power.
今天我们所接受的是一个治愈的能力。
It brings them salvation.
给人们带来救赎。
But today, to those people who doesn't accept it, it's an irritant.
对于那些不愿意接收的人，这真是很不舒服。
Lastly, salt dissolves quickly.
最后一点，盐很容易被溶解。
It dissolves quickly, whether in the water, whether it's cold or hot.
不管是冷还是热，盐遇水就容易。
Today, salt of the earth,
今天我们作为世界的盐。
We need not only to give them heal them and give them preserve them from going into sin.
今天我们作为盐的功用，不光是添味或者保鲜。
We need to give them a positive impact in their life.
我们要由我们的好行为来影响他们。
Not only they should admire the kind of character we have.
不仅是让他们来尊敬我们所有的好的品行。
They should have that desire that they should be like us.
他们而且要让他们有一个心愿，就是要像我们一样。
When they feel like that, I want to be like him.
如果他们说我真的想要像他。
Then we have fulfill our duty as a salt.
我们就真的完成了我们做盐的功用。
Praise the Lord for us being the salt of the earth.
感谢主，让我们能做这世界上的盐。
Brothers and sisters, this is our character.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的特性。
But there is a problem.
但是有一个问题。
It says here, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men.
就是说。盐若吃了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过对外面被人践踏了。
But it lost its flavor.
当盐丢了味儿的时候，
it is good for nothing.
什么好处都没有。
You know, in the Middle East, especially in the Dead Sea.
在死海，就是中东的那个地方。
There, when the water, when the sun, you know, shines so brightly on the sea, then there will be a lot of salt remaining on the ground.
太阳很毒辣的照下来的时候，地上有很多的盐。
Those salt we cannot put it in our food.
那些盐我们不能当做食用盐。
Because it's contaminated or poisonous.
因为那是有毒的、被污染的盐。
Neither can you put it in the plants.
你也不能把它用给那些植物里面。
Because the plants will die because of saltiness.
因为植物会死，因为太多的盐。
What should we do with all this salt?
那我们要对这些盐怎么办呢？
You know, the people there, they put it on the roads.
人们就把这些盐铺在路上。
Because when the salt melted, it will just be like a cement.
因为盐化了以后就像水泥一样。
Today, if we are the salt of the earth,
今天如果我们是这个世上的盐，
it lost its flavor.
如果我们失了盐味，
brothers and sisters, we are good for nothing.
弟兄姊妹就一无是处。
Then we are only good to trodden under the foot of men.
我们就只能被人践踏。
Today, if we lost our flavor,
如果今天我们失去了我们的咸味，
then we don't live up to our character being the salt of the earth.
我们就没有彰显出我们的性格作为世上的盐。
Do you not know that Christians today are the most laughed at people in the world today?
你们知道吗？基督徒是世界上被人取笑最多的一群人吗？
Well, you might argue with me. Yes, the world hates us.
也许你会跟我争论说，是的，这个世界就来憎恨我们。
Before and right now, they are all laughed at.
不管是过去还是今天，人们总是憎恨基督徒。
But let me tell you, this is a difference.
但是我要告诉你，这有一个。
During the apostles' time, the Christians are laughed at.
在使徒的时候，基督徒被取笑。
Because they have exercised and you know exhibit the character of saltiness.
那是因为他们当时彰显了盐所有的特性。
Those who are positive towards the gospel, they start to enjoy the flavor. They start to have the healing power. They enjoy the so-called preservation from sin.
所有接受基督的那个时候的人，他们都已经享受了盐所有的特性，包括盐味、保鲜。
But today, why are we laughed at?
今天我们为什么有时常被取笑呢
？This country has the most Christian.
因为这个国家有最多的基督徒。
Every day when you open up the radio, there are a lot of messages, music concerning Christ.
今天当你打开收音机的时候，有许多的讲道，有许多的音乐和歌曲都是关于基督方面的。
But how come they still laugh at us?
但是为什么人们仍然来取笑我们
？The reason why they laugh at us because we lost its flavor.
这唯一取笑我们的原因是因为我们失去了盐味。
We say one thing and we do the other thing.
我们一方面说是一面，然后做的却与说的不一样。
We talk the talk without the walk.
我们说和行的不一样。
In other words, we are just like the same like the unbelievers.
那我们其实显出来的就跟不信主的人是一样。
So say a lot of us are just like that.
真的是很让人懂的，许多人都，我们中的许多人都像这样。今天我要告诉你们，我们必须站起来，我们要洁净我们自己的生活，我们要恢复盐在我们心中的功用。
Do you not know in 1962 the Supreme Court banned the reading and the prayer in public schools?
你知道吗？在1962年，最高法院宣布禁止在公共的学校来祷告。
In 1963, the Supreme Court banned the reading of the Bibles in public schools.
在1963年，最高法院禁止在公共学校里面的读圣经。
In 1980,They what? The Supreme Court banned the display of the Ten Commandments in public places.
在1980年开始，最高法院禁止在公共场合来摆设十诫。
1973, which is the darkest day in American history.
1973年是美国史上最黑暗的一年。
January 22, to be exact.
January
23. 1
月23日。
It is when the Supreme Court what? They approved the bill concerning abortion.
最高法院同意了一个关于堕胎的议案。
He said all minors can what? Can have their baby aborted without the consent of parents.
所有的未成年少女可以在未经父母的允许之下堕胎。
Yet when they go to field trip, they need the permission of the parents.
但是他们去 field trip 中文去郊游去学。参加学校郊游的时候要需要父母亲的同意。
What has America become?
美国已经成了什么样的一个国家？
Oh, I love this country.
哦，我真的非常爱这个国家。
This country, I'm a citizen of this country, not by birth, but by choice.
我是作为这个国家的公民，不是我自己选择。
Yet this country has this moral value down to this extent.
但是这个国家我的标准已经一再的堕落。
They talk about animal rights.
他们讲到动物权利。
When you kill an animal, you will be put into jail.
当如果你杀一个动物的话，你会被关到监狱。
But yet it's okay to kill unborn babies.
但是却是那却可以去杀一个无辜的未生的婴儿。
We as Christian needs to rise up.
弟兄姊妹，我们作为基督徒，我们应该站起来。
A lot of times we blame it to the corrupted politicians.
我们应该去为这些。
No, we blame it on the political politicians.
我们总是指责这些受腐败的官方。
We say it's because of them that's why all these rules came out.
因为这些腐败的政客，所以这些不好的规则就出来了。
But let me tell you, we are part of the blame.
我在告诉你，我们也是应当受到指责的。
Oh, we as Christians function our character as the salt of the earth.
如果作为基督徒，我们的功用就是做这个世界上的盐。
This thing wouldn't have happened.
这样的事情是不会发生的。
Now, how, what should we do?
那我们应该怎么样做呢
？Firstly, we should not what, compromise.
第一，我们向这个世界妥协。
A lot of times we compromise our the ways of our living.
有的时候我们很多时候我们真的是向这个世界妥协。
We feel that we need the approval of men rather than the approval of God.
我们经常去取悦人而不取悦神。
We feel that if we don't do according to worldly ways, then people will laugh at us.
我们总是觉得如果我们不照着这个世界的风潮去行的话，人们会取笑我们。
The Chinese always have a saying, 我们要现实一点。
中文中要说我们要现实一点。
We got to be practical.
我们要现实一点。
Or we need to be like them.
我们要像他们。
Oh, in order to gain them to become Christian, wrong.
如果要让他们转化为基督徒，我们也要跟他们像他们一样，这种想法是完全错误的。那你说耶稣也会跟所有的罪人和税吏一同坐席？
Yes, the Lord did.
Yes, 是的，主耶稣是这样的。
But there is a...
但是有一个区别。
When the tax collector saw,
当税吏看见他的时候，
they feel like this is the person who can save us from sin.
税吏就说，这个人他真的能够救我们脱离罪海。
When Zacchaeus saw Jesus,
当他们看见耶稣的时候，
And the Lord Jesus said, today I will have meal in your house.
耶稣就对税吏说，今天我要与你一同到你的家里去。
Immediately Zacchaeus has life changed.
撒该立刻他的生命就转机。
He turned away from his wicked ways.
他就从他罪恶的道路上转开。
He started to deal with his sin.
然后开始就 对付自己的罪。今天我们像那样吗？
Brothers and sisters, is it really hopeless?
我真的这样是 没有指望的。
No, it's not yet hopeless.
不是没有指望的。
You know, when Elijah killed all the priests of Baal,
当以利沙杀害了以利亚杀害了所有巴利的先知的时候，
Jezebel ran after him, going to kill him.
Jessica 的中耶洗别就想要把他杀死。
You know, Elijah and pray to the Lord.
以利亚就藏起来向神祷告。
So Lord, I'm jealous for the God of Israel.
他说，主啊，我为着以色列大发热心。
He said, they kill your prophets that turn down your altars.
他们杀了你的先知，毁了你的坛。
I'm the only one left, and they are about to kill you.
只有我一个人剩下，他们还要杀死我。
But what did the Lord say?
但是主说什么呢？
I preserved 7,000 people who have not bowed down their knee to idols or to Baal or kissed them.
在历世历代，我都要为自己存留7,000人，不向巴力屈膝。
Today are we one of the 7,000?
今天我们是这7,000人中的一位吗？
Today we should not compromise.
今天我们不能向这个世界妥协。
Every time we compromise, we lose our footing.
无论任何时候我们妥协，我们就失去了我们的性格。
You know, I really, you know, admire my father.
我真的非常尊敬我的爸爸。
No, he might not be a good speaker.
他也许不是一个好的讲
But his life,
说话的人。
He what? He exhibits the character of salt.
他不善于盐，但是他的生命当中真的彰显出盐的特
点。Our relatives, some of our relatives in the Philippines, they are Buddhist.
我们在菲律宾的一些亲戚，他们都是信佛的。
So when they have this so-called gathering, we call wedding, they always firstly, you know, what we call that, pray to the Buddha and even the food, sacrifice it to Buddha.
在家族聚集或者结婚的这样的场合的时候，他们总要向佛祷告拜佛，并且献一些食物作为祭品。
And so when my father saw that, he told them, "I will not eat because it's sacrificed to the idols."
当我的父亲看见这些，他就说我不会吃这些东西，因为他是向这些偶像献祭的。
Oh, he never compromised.
他从来不妥协。
And you know what happened?
你知道什么发生了呢？
From that time on, our relatives will always set aside a portion of food.
从那时候起，我的亲戚们总是另外放一些食物。
And ask my father, this is not sacrificed to idols, you can take it home.
告诉我的父亲，这些食物像献祭，你可以吃这些食物。
You might say, oh, come on, brother, let's be practical.
你会说，弟兄啊，让我们实际点吧。
Today, things offered to idols mean nothing to us.
今天这些向偶像献祭的食物对我们一点用处也没有。
Yes, it means nothing to us.
也是的，对我们一点用处也没有。
But it does mean something to them.
但是真的对他们却有意义。
When an unbeliever comes to our midst,
当一个不信主的人来到我们这里的时候，
you eating the food offered to idols,
看到你在吃给偶像祭拜的食品，
How will they feel?
他们会怎么样感觉呢？
They'll feel like, oh, you're the same.
他们会觉得你们实际上都是一样的。
We are different.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不一样。
We are not there just to condemn them.
我们不是只是指责他们。
We are there to let them see there is a difference.
我们是让告诉他们，我们真的与他们不同。
One time I went to a banquet, a wedding banquet.
有一天我去参加一个婚礼的宴席。
Oh, a lot of Christian wedding, a lot of people was dancing, you know, from one floor to the other.
是一个基督婚礼，有许多人在跳舞，从这边跳到那边。
It really makes sorrow in my heart.
让我心里很不舒服。
Is it because the dancing is bad?
是他们跳得不好吗？
Is Is it the Bible says it's bad? No.
还是圣经上说不能跳舞。
But the question is, when an unbeliever comes into our midst.
当圣但是问题是当一个不信主的人来到我们中间。
Can they see you what you're doing?
他们看见你们在做什么。
Can they see a difference?
他们能不能看见你们与世人不一样。
No, this is what I will say.
这是我要说的。
If your testimony continue on to be strong after doing all these things, then go on do it.
如果你的见证，你经过，你做这许多的事情，你的见证仍然坚立，你可以继续做下去。
If you feel like if I do this, then there is still an impact in my gospel preaching, then do so.
如果你认为做这些事情不影响你传福音，你就可以继续做。
If they feel like, you know, there is a deep, they can still strength between you and them, go do so.
如果你能够让外邦人看见你跟他一样，你可以继续做。
But if not,Then you know what to do.
但是如果没有这样，人们看不见的话，你最好不要做。
If we lost our saltiness, then we lost the character of salt.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们失去了我们的盐味，我们就失去了我们的特征。
In Hebrews chapter 12,
在希伯来书十二章。
You know what? Let me read to you. It's a very good verse. Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
In verse 16b.
第十六节下半段开启。
As Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
如有贪恋世俗如以扫的，他因一点食物把。
For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected.For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
他因一点食物把自己长子的名分卖了，后来想要承受父所住的福，竟被弃绝。虽然好切求，却得不着门路，使他竟回心转意。
Brothers and sisters, when Esau come back from his hunting,
弟兄姊妹们，当以扫打猎回来的时候
，he was so hungry.
他真的很饿。
Then he told Jacob, you know, can you sell me from that bowl of red bean soup?
他对雅各说：“你可不可以把你的红豆汤卖给我？”
And Jacob was a very cunning man.
雅各是一个很狡猾的人。
He said, "Okay, I sell it to you, but you need to give me the right of the firstborn."
他就是说我可以卖给你，但是你要把你的长子的名分卖给我。
And you know what Esau said?
以扫说
：“He said, 'I am about to die at the point of death.'
我都快饿死了。”
What is the use of this birthright?
长子名分又能怎么样呢？
In other words, he belittled the privilege of the firstborn.
他就如此轻看了长子的名分。
And he sold that birthright.
他卖掉了他的长子的名分。
For that temporary enjoyment and satisfaction.
就是为了这个短暂的满足。
Brothers and sisters, we all know it's not worth it.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道这样是很不值。
For one bowl of red bean soup in exchange for the right of the firstborn.
为了一碗红豆汤而卖掉自己长子的名分。
We will say it's foolish enough.
我们会觉得这样很愚蠢。
But today, a lot of us are doing just the same thing.
但是事实上，我们都做同样的事情。
Or we just go and do the what the worldly people do.
我们做的跟这个世上的人做的是一样的。
Just for the temporary satisfaction.
为了暂时的满足。
Brothers and sisters, don't sell your birthright.
弟兄姊妹，不要把你自己的长子名分卖掉。
Before I really don't understand how why the Bible says when God said Esau, Jacob I love, Esau I hate.
以前我真的不知道圣经上为什么说我爱雅各，恨恶以扫。
Now I understand.
现在我真的明白了。
Because Esau belittled that.Birthright which God has given to him.
因为以扫轻看上帝赐给他的长子名分。
On the other hand, Jacob what? Give importance to that.
另外一方面，雅各非常看重长子名分。
It doesn't mean that what Jacob did is right. The way he did is right.
不是说的方式是正确的。
But he had that spiritual eyesight.
但是他真的有属灵的看见。
He knows what is of eternal value.
他知道什么叫永恒的价值。
Therefore, he sought after it.
然后他就一味的寻求。
Remember Jacob tried to wrestle with an angel?
记得雅各跟那个天使摔跤的事情吗？
He said, Lord, I will not let you go until you bless me.
他说，主啊，我不会让你走，一直到你不祝福我，我就不让你走。
Jacob cared about the things in the heavens.
雅各真的很在意从天上而来的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we are the salt of the earth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们是世上的盐。
Let us not compromise.
让我们不要妥协。
No, let us not sell our birthright for just more, one morsel of bread.
让我们不要为了一碗红豆汤卖掉自己长子名分。
Secondly,
第二点
，we need to walk according to the truth.
我们要走在真理的上面。
Yes, you said, okay, I will not compromise. Then what should I do?
你会说，那我不要妥协，但我们做呢
？Second John chapter 1 verse 3 said.
约翰二书，第四。第一章第四节。
He said, I rejoice greatly because your children walk according to the truth.
我看见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵守真理的就甚欢喜。
Third John chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 also said,
约翰三书第三节。
He said, I greatly rejoice because I see the truth that is in you and you walk in them.
有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。
Brothers and sisters, we need to walk according to the truth.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的要按真理而行。
What is the truth? The truth is the word of God.
什么是真理？真理就是神口中一切的话。
We feel like, what should I do? This is our map.
今天我们就会觉得我们该怎么样做呢？圣经就是我们的地图。
This is where we gain guidance.
圣经就是我们的教导。
Thirdly.
第三点
we need to what? Hold on to Christ.
我们一定要坚守住基督
Because according to our own ability, we can build the commandments.
因为靠着我们自己，我们真的是没有办法遵循任何旨意
But thank God.
但是感谢神
The Bible says, I can all things through Christ which strengthens me.
圣经上说，我们靠着那加添给我们力量的，凡事都能
Oh, may we just continue to hold on to Him.
让我们来坚立的坚守基督
Through that, we preserve the character of salt.
这样我们就可以保守住我们作为盐的特性。
Give me more than five more minutes.
再给我五分钟。
He says, "You are the light of the world."
是圣经上说你是世界上的光。
Being the light of the world, how there are three questions we need to do.
有三个问题我们就要想一想。
Who is the light of the world?
谁是世界上的光
？The Lord said, "The Lord is the light of the world."
神是世界上的光。
But He also said, "We are the light of the world."
神也说我们是世界上的光。
We are the bearer of that light.
我们是来承受这些光的。
We are not the light.
我们自己不是光。
But we are the bearer of that light.
但是我们来承受这些光。
And when we talk about we are the light of the world, we say, "Oh, it's Brother John that is the light of the world."
我们就会说，哦，Brother John, 他是John 弟兄，他是这个世上的。
Jin Fu, he's the light of the world.
傅弟兄是世界光。
Oh, because they are the elders and the responsible.
因为他们是有责任的和他们是负责弟兄。
I'll just do the supporting role.
我就帮助支持他们一下就好了。
That's what the Bible says.
是圣经上是这样讲的吗
？It's an every one of us is the light of the world.
我们每个人都是世界的光。
No one is an exemption.
没有人能够不一样。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because we are what? We are born again to shine.
我们为什么得蒙救赎，就是因为要让我们为主而亮发光。
Towards God, we are what? Born again that we might become the children of God.
只有通过神，我们
对着神，
只有对着神，我们才能成为神的儿女。
But towards the world, we are the light.
对着世界，我们是世界的光。
We need to shine for the light.
我们要发光。
It says here, neither do men light on a candle, stick and put it under a bushel. Verse 15.
人点灯不在斗底下，是放在。
Verse 16. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good.
是放在灯台上，就照亮一家人。你们的灯也当这样照在人前，叫人们，叫人们。
Amen.
叫人们看见你们的好行为。
Today, having the light that is in us,
这样我们心中是有光的。
We have the duty and responsibility to let this light shine forth.
但是我们真的有这样的责任来发光。
Concerning salt, it takes talk about a Christian character.
盐是说为我们的性格和特征。
Concerning light, it talks about the Christian testimony.
光是作为我们的见证。
We need to shine to let people see our good works and glorify God, which is in heaven.
我们为什么要发亮？是叫人们看见我们的好行为，并将荣耀归给我们在天上的父。
Oh, you say, oh, does the Bible tells us we should not be like the Pharisee who tried to show off?
那圣经上不是说我们不要像法利赛那样 人那样去彰显自己 显示自己。
But let me tell you, this is a difference.
我告诉你们这是不一样。
Pharisees try to do good works in order to show people to gain praise of men.
法利赛人之所以有好行为是认为他们要得到人的称许。
But we do good in order because that is our duty that God be glorified through us.
我们做好，我们有好行为，是因为这是我们的责任，好叫父得荣耀。
If people cannot see any good works from us, we are just like this candle hidden under a bushel.
如果人们看见我们的，看不见我们的好行为，我们就像隐藏的，放在斗底下的灯。
You know, I really worship God.
我真的敬拜神。
You know, I heard the news that from my mom, my cousin loves the Lord and serving the Lord in the church.
我知道我的侄子爱主并且在教会里侍奉神。
You know, before my cousin in school, he is like a bad boy, quote-unquote.
他在我的这位侄子他在学校的时候是一个行为不太好的所谓的坏男孩。
Because he's big, he fights with his co-classmates.
他长得比较强壮，所以他总是与他的同学们打架。
He's always in the principal office for a visit.
他总是被送到校长办公室里。
But today there is a big difference.
但是今天有很大的区别。
There is a change in his life.
在他的生命中有了绝对的改变。
Oh, he might not be a good speaker.
他也许不是一个好的讲话的人。
But the works that he do, he glorify God.
但是他所行的真的让神得荣耀。
Every time a person is in need, he's the first one there.
任何人有需要的时候，他第一个在前面。
This is what we call glorify God.
这就是我们所说的让父得荣耀。
This is what we call let your light so shine before men.
这就是我们说的让你们的灯在彰显在人前。
Why? Because we are born to shine.
因为我们生来就是要做灯的。
Now, how should we shine?
让我们怎么样才能发光呢？
Firstly, we need to surrender.
第一点，我们必须要降服。
Today, we need to keep, if we hold on to ourselves,
如果我们坚持着自己的意见做法，
today, we can never shine.
我们就不可能发光。
We need to shine, we need to surrender first to the Master.
我们想要发光，第一点，我们要降服在主耶稣基督的底下。
Let him light that little candle of ours.
他先做我们的光。
First, we need to surrender.
所以，我先降服。
Secondly, we need to sacrifice.
第二点，我们要牺牲自己。
You know, when the candle is shining,
当蜡烛在点着的时候
，the wick start to burn.
这个灯芯就开始
烧。In other words, without burning, there is no shining.
换句话说，如果没有烧的话，就不会发光。
What do we burn?
我们烧什么呢
？We burn ourselves.
我们烧我们自己。
We burn our flesh.
我们烧毁我们的肉体。
You know, there's a lot of things in us that is not part of God's plan.
在我们肉体当中有许多东西不是神所喜悦的。
In other words, I will say there is a lot of flesh in us. There is a lot of self in us that cannot glorify God.
换句话说，我们肉体的天然人当中有许多不能让神得荣耀。
There's a lot of things we do that cannot glorify God.
在我们所做的许多事情，真的不能让我们的神得荣耀。
Therefore, we need to deal with it.
我们真的要对付我们自己。
We need to give up.
我们要放弃。
When we give up, that is the burning.
然后我们放弃自己的，就会有烧。
For example, when people say things against us.
当人们说一些与我们意见不一的时候
，to ourselves, we just want to defend ourselves.
我们自己的肉体天然的感觉就是我们要为自己辩驳。
But that's not the case.
但是不是这个意思。
You know, one time I heard a testimony of Brother Charles Stanley.
有一次我听到一个见证，就是Charles Stanley 弟兄。
One time he went to the meeting.
有一次他去一个聚会。
And there is a pastor for 15 minutes try to criticize Charles Stanley who is sitting there.
就是站在讲台的讲道弟兄花了15分钟来指责坐在那儿听到的 Charles Stanley 弟兄。
If you are in Brother Charles Stanley's place, what will you do?
如果你坐在 Charles Stanley 弟兄的位置上，你会怎么样呢？
A lot of his brothers said, how come you won't stand up and defend yourself?
那很多人就会说，你为什么不站起来去为自己辩驳呢？
But the Lord inside him said, quiet.
但是他里面的主就对他说不要作声。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Our brother obeyed the leading of the Spirit.
我们的弟兄就遵行了圣灵的。
On the one hand, he gained God.
在一方面他获得了他得了神。
He experienced grace and forgiveness.
他经历了饶恕。
On the other hand, he started to deal with his flesh.
另一方面，他也对付自己的肉体。
Today there is a lot of flesh in us.
今天我们里面真的有很多的肉体。
Oh, it needs to be burned.
真的是被需要对付和烧。
But if God's fire starts burning,
一旦它开始燃烧的时候
，That's light start to shine.
就开始有光发出来。
And you know what is the result?
你知道什么是结果呢？
It's what people sanctification.
这就是什么叫成圣。
People see Christ expressed through us.
就是人们看到基督被我们从我们当中彰显出来。
Oh, may the Lord really have mercy on us.
愿神对我们有恩典。
We are the salt of the earth.
我们是世界上的盐。
That is our character.
这是我们的性格。
We are the light of the world.
我们是世界上的光。
That is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
May we continue to deal and to continue in this, in this truth.
让我们走在这个真理的道路上。
When he comes back,
当神来的时候
the Lord will reward us.
神他一定会、给我们奖赏。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, this morning we thank you for it.
耶稣，我们感谢你早晨给我们这些
话。Once again, remind us we are the salt, we are the light.
你再次提醒我们，我们是世界上的盐和光。
Oh, by ourselves we cannot do it.
我们真的凭着自己无法做到。
Oh, there are a lot of weakness in us.
我们里面的软弱太多。
But thank you, Lord, in you we can do all things.
但是感谢主，靠着你，我们什么都能做。
Lord, we just commit these words into your hand.
我们把这些话语交在你的手中，恩主。
Lord, continue to operate in our hearts.
继续在我们心中做工。
Transform us day by day.
每天每天的在我们心中做工。
We might be more like you.
好，叫我们更加的像你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen. Amen.